Hello.
Isn't there a desire given that you have?
Hi. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honey with Local Squash. Yeah. Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm getting a lot of robot calls. So, you know, that's the nature of the world. Robots call you all the time. It's like living in Jetsons, the cartoon. Amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, you will be getting more calls as we go in and continue to optimize your account. And once we have completed all the pending steps, that is actually normal that you will be getting more marketing, more robot calls. It's because they are seeing you already online. So
one guy called me through your guys' service trying to sell me on the same thing you're selling. So how does that work? You didn't even scream it out. So
it's a marketing call.
Yeah, it's an SEO guy. I'm like, why are you calling through this number? So I'm thinking, I was like, and he's like, do you have a business? I was like, nope, click. Because you can tell what the sales pitch is when they call you. So.
Yeah, there will be, well, you do have actually call tracking on your account. So majority of the spam calls or marketing calls are already filtered. So these types of calls, like, they go ahead and use, like, dialers to manually,
I don't get billed for the lead if it's not a real lead, or do I get billed for it still?
No. For your Google Verified campaign, the paper lead one, once that actually kickstarts, you won't get billed to sales call. So, for example, they call you through your Google Verified campaign. Google actually checks on the recordings to make sure that you don't get billed for anything that's not related to your service or marketing and job-related calls.
Do you have any insight on the Google video I'm supposed to take? I've got my equipment. Mm-hmm. I got my truck, but I don't have a magnet sign for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I need that. Do I need that or no?
Okay, let me go ahead and review your account here. That's actually one of the reasons why I called, because I see here that your account still needs verification. Okay, so do you have a business card? Mm-hmm.
They're going to be here the April 1st. I got 500 coming from Vista
Bank. April. Okay.
But I got to wait for them to come in the mail prior to have a physical business card, so.
So we usually suggest that having a business card actually work. I mean, it higher our chances of getting verified, but still you can still do the verification. Yes. What type of documents do you have?
What do you mean documents? Like legal documents?
Like
you mean
business documents? License, yes. Registration, or if you have insurance.
Have what?
Insurance, business insurance.
I got business insurance. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's all you need. I just need to print that out.
We will be needing a copy of that one, yes, and you will also show it on your when you do the video verification. So, I will send you the link to access your listing.
I already sent you guys the PDF to it.
Okay, let me see. So you sent the documents.
Yeah.
Okay, just quickly check. Okay. And you said you sent it yesterday, right?
No, the PDF I sent like 2 weeks ago. Whenever I talked to you last, I think I sent it. When I put out the Google information.
Application, okay. Let me
and
check
I think
here.
All I got to do the video is, I think, is the only thing I'm waiting on.
Okay, let me see here. So let's go ahead and discuss first the Google business listing that you needed to get verified.
Yeah.
So for that one, the one that you mentioned that you accessed was actually for the Google Verified campaign, the paper lead. So Google listing is another thing. So that is the one, that's your Google business profile. So that one needs verification. So I will go ahead and let me see here. Let me just access it very quick. I wanted to make sure if you have already accepted our manager invite, so you have access to it. Okay, verification required. Okay, so you've been added as manager already, so that's perfect. You've accepted it. I will send you an email. This will, okay, the title would be Action Needed, Jacob, Start Google Video Verification. So
do you have to do that?
Oh, very quick, actually. Once you go ahead and access the link, just make sure that you have your business documents, you have your tools and equipment to show them. So when you access the, when you go ahead and access the email, you should go to step two where it says using your mobile phone, tap this link. So when you tap that link, it takes you to your Google listing. There should be an option there to get verified. Click that one, and then it will ask you to enter your address, choose video verification. Now, it will have a start button. Before you click the start button, let me ask you, do you have a truck that has the logo on it?
No, it doesn't have a logo on it.
No. Okay. Okay. It's okay. No problem. So you can still go ahead and show your truck. You can tell them, hey, I am the owner of, when you start the recording, you can say, I am Jacob. I am the owner of Professional Home Maintenance Ohio. You can say, I use this truck to do my service. You can show them the license plate, and then you go inside, you start the car, and then just make sure your documents are also inside the car. You can then, after you start it, you can say, here are my documents. This is my business license. This is my certificate of insurance. And then next is you're going to show them your tools and equipment, tools or tools that you use for your service. And that's it. Now, it will note there that it will, you have to show your address, but you don't have to show your address because I see here that we will keep the address hidden for now. So there's no need to show that. And then hit submit. Now, the video must be under 2 minutes, but clear enough that the video, that you, when you show your documents, it's not blurry.
So I need to have a physical document, correct? You need to print it out?
Yes, you need to print out your documents.
So that's going to be probably a day. I need to go use, I don't have a printer at the moment. My dad has a printer. I can go over there and use it, but it's like about an hour drive from here.
And it's okay.
It's been snowing over here, so you can't really do much pressure walking when it's snowing. So.
It's all right, no problem. You can actually do this one tomorrow.
Okay. So you just need the physical, I just need the LLC information, because I don't have a business license per se, because you don't need one in Ohio.
No problem. Okay. Yes, there are actually businesses that doesn't require licensing. Like, for example, yes, the pressure washing, there are businesses that really don't require that one. So just have to show them your LLC and your certificate of insurance. And do you do invoicing as well?
I was going to use, like, Jobber or something like that, or one of those apps.
The apps. Okay, no problem.
You can put in your services, and it basically puts them all into the app, and that's how you can pay your taxes as well. You can just export it. Make it easier to do bookkeeping than having to have a bunch of receipts hanging out.
Yes, exactly. I agree with that. A lot of customers actually try to use that one for now. Now, I mean, it used to be like, you know, you have to have you get your bookkeeper, but there are a lot of CRMs already that would help you. Now, the good thing there is that are you able to, like, print out at least one invoice?
Well, I'm going to be out of town next this week. I'm going out of town, but when I get back, if the weather's good, I'm going to do my dad, pressure wash my dad's house. I'm not going to charge for it, but I can make an invoice for it.
Okay, yeah. Just so you have an invoice.
Pictures and videos of me doing it.
Yes, a good, once you go ahead and do the verification, if you can include a copy of the invoice, because you know, that will strengthen your chance of getting verified as soon as possible. So once you submit the one, after you do the video, there is like a stop button there and hit submit. Google will then receive it, and then it would take 5 days for them to go ahead and review. Sometimes before 5 days, they get it approved, but we usually give the 5 days time frame. And then after that one, once that is verified, that means the Google listing will be visible to your customers. And then after that one, let's see, for your Okay. For your Yelp, Jacob.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Claim, let me see. So we are going to be claiming the Yelp account. Okay, so we created a Yelp account for you, and we need to claim that one. That means it, we need to trigger the code. Okay, let me just message my team and see if Ia is available. She's the one who's doing the triggering. Let's see. Because a text will be sent to your email.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. A text will be sent to your number. I apologize. I confused you with that. So a text will be sent to your number, and it will have a code. Okay. Let's see. Okay, I already sent her a message. As soon as she confirms with me, I might go ahead and contact you back later. So that
okay.
I have you live. When she triggers it, you get the code and send it to us because the code actually expires. So it has to be done real time. And then lastly, let's go ahead and check your Google Verified campaign. Let's see what are the pending items.
My eBay store was getting one sale a day.
Okay, so there are two items pending for us for your Google Verified campaign. One is the Google profile linking. So once the Google listing is verified, then automatically the system will link it here to your Google Verified campaign. And the next is the background check. So we will trigger a code to you. This one is different. So what will happen is that for the background check for your Google Verified campaign, a text will be sent to you with a link.
Yeah.
So you can, the link is available, I mean, can be opened within 24 hours, but once you click the link, yes, the text actually expires within 24 hours. But once you have you click the link, you only have 15 minutes to do the background check.
Okay.
Yes. So, because that link actually expires as well. So let's see here. Phone number, it will be sent to 4383 number. Okay, let me text this one to you. Let me know if you were able to, you are able to receive a text. Okay, you should be getting it anytime right now. Okay, well, let me know once you're able to receive the text, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You said you sent it already?
Mm-hmm, yes. You should get it via text.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Not yet? Let me check. It's sent to... Let's see. 513-835-4383.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. Let me get help from my team. I'm going to go ahead and let me see. Ivan is actually not around. I will go to make a follow-up with my team on this one, okay? I will get back to you on that. Mm-hmm. I will check with you tomorrow. If ever you still don't get the text later this afternoon, if you could shoot me this, or I will call you. I'll check in with you. If not, then I will have our team resend the link.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Yeah, I think that's it. So... Just a quick recap, we will be doing the video verification for your Google business profile. And then next is I will get back to you today if I get an answer from our team for us to claim the Yelp page. And then lastly, I'll also check in with you with the background check or the text that will be sent to you for the background check.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jacob. So far, those are only pending items that we have. I will continue to monitor your account, and we'll speak again later.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. Bye-bye. Great.